Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last week, Montana's newly minted Congressman Greg Gianforte faced his first real test during debate on the National Defense Authorization Act, and we're happy to report he passed with flying colors. Unfortunately, such was not the case with 25 of his fellow Republicans. For those who don't know, the Defense Authorization Act is a bill that outlines the budget and expenditures for the United States Department of Defense. In short, it's the military's budget, and it's huge. As you would expect, there's money in the budget for everything from missiles to planes to ships, but there are also expenditures that you would not expect, and one of those is a holdover from the Obama era. Inserted deep in the bill is $3.7 billion for gender reassignment surgery for transgender serving in the military. Imagine, at a time when we're scavenging parts to keep our planes in the air and we're unable to provide critical services at our Veterans Administration hospitals, some members of Congress, 214 to be exact, think it's a good idea to use taxpayer dollars to help men become women. Can our priorities become any more messed up? Beyond the moral and fiscal implications, this issue goes to the heart of combat readiness. Military members undergoing sex change operations are non-deployable for 267 days, nearly a full year. We're actually paying for and creating a cadre of enlistees who are unable to fight for an extended period of time. This shifts the burden of deployment to other enlistees who must now spend even more time away from their families. This has a direct impact on unit cohesiveness, force readiness, and esprit de corps. In an effort to undo some of the damage of the Obama transgender military policy, Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler of Missouri introduced an amendment to strip funding for gender reassignment surgery from the Defense Authorization Act. During debate, Hartzler said, quote, "This is about addressing North Korea, Russia, and ISIS. We need every defense dollar to go to meeting those threats and not anything else," end quote. Those on the left called Hartzler's amendment ignorant and mean-spirited, but the prize for the most outrageous statement has to go to Congressman Adam Smith from Washington, who had the audacity to say that defunding military sex change operations is a, quote, "social agenda that has no business being in the defense bill," end quote. Is he serious? It was the social agenda of the left that got us into this mess in the first place. Hartzler fought like a true warrior, but in the end, sadly and amazingly, the amendment died 209 to 214, 5 votes short of passage. All Democrats voted no, joined by 25 misguided Republicans. Those 25 Republicans spent the following 2 days in damage control mode as their phone lines melted down with calls from angry constituents. As we mentioned last week, there's still a chance that the policy could be modified or rescinded altogether, pending the results of a review commissioned by the Secretary of Defense. We'll keep you posted as the issue continues to unfold, but the good news is that Congressman Gianforte voted correctly on the amendment, and for that, we're extremely grateful. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.